to hear your largest as yet unanswered question, and you said, why bother at all? I just arrived by the train from Bombay. Never heard anyone say it so plain. The prettiest girl in the room stood, collected her things, fastened her coat up around her fine throat, and though you didn't notice there for just one moment, while I was the prettiest woman with you. Half a world away, trying hard to stay aware of where I came. You forgot the comment, forgot the moment, went on your way. There's gotta be a better way to waste today. Your mother, you told me, had been a great beauty and suffered profoundly the loss of her looks. You gave a practiced, exhausted expression, recited a line from a quotations book. My father and his youth set off with a kite and a liter of wine, mad to determine the height of the sky and the breadth of one human life. No starting gun, sprinting around the sun, man's quaint little race. The heaving contenders get one thing to say, and it's always the same, our names. Timing through space, we stayed up late until it became early and camped in the cold on the hood of your car. The neighbors, the papers, the radio, TV said, see thousands of fast falling stars. That sort of thing happens just once in lifetimes like ours. I'm hopeless, nearsighted, not much for stargazing, but couldn't let all of those meteors pass. This was our first, this was our only, this was our very.